Blog Talk Radio. everyone. Thank you all for joining in. I am so excited about tonight. I'm excited with what God is doing on tonight. I'm excited what God has done on today. I'm excited about what God has done so far this week and every day before, and just to think what God is going to do. I'm just excited about my future in the land of the living, on the side of the Lord, being a believer and allowing God to have his will be done in and with my life. I'm just excited about giving God his glory, giving God his honor, and most of all, giving God his praise. I'm just excited about doing these things willingly because I made it a choice to serve Jesus Christ. I made it a choice to want to be saved. I made it a choice to say, yes, Lord. I made that choice. It wasn't made for me. I made that choice. I'm your host on tonight. My name is Minister Sylvia Kaiser. And again, I'm just excited about what God is doing. Because once you make up in your mind and you get it in your heart and it gets in your spirit that you told God yes, you can't do anything from that point but to get in place to be perfected by the Lord. I may not be perfect. I may not say the words perfectly right. I may not walk perfectly right. I may not talk with proper, good, perfect English, but I'm standing up perfectly straight to say, God, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer, standing in the need of deliverance. God, standing here telling you I'm willing and waiting to do what you said to do. God, I'm just excited about what you're doing. I want you all to know that tonight is a good night for you to have your paper, your pencil, your pad, your notebook, your Bible, and an ear to hear what's going to be said to you, what the Lord is going to release on tonight. Tonight is a good night to take down some key notes. I'm going to check to see if the man of God is on the line before we go into prayer and before we just start doing what God has told us to do. Prophet Antoine, are you on the line tonight? Well, we're probably still waiting for the prophet to get in place. I just want to say to you all, tonight is the night that you make your yes permanent. Tonight is the night that you throw up your hands and say, God, wash me, O Lord. Cleanse me for real, God. Give me the spirit to want to be cleansed for real. Stop looking at yesterwinds. Stop looking at what you did say, what you didn't say. Stop looking at what you should have did. And just know from tonight, you've given God the all the way, yes, Lord, you can use me, Lord. You know, it's a song that just say, you can use me, Lord. I can't think of the rest of it because I'm stuck right there. You can use me, Lord. To just keep saying, you can use me, Lord. Just say to God, you can use me, Lord. You can use me, Lord. God, give me your will, God. Not my will. Give me your way, God, not my way. Make me see things the way you see it, God, not the way I see it. God, allow me to see people through your eyes, to love people with your heart. God, teach me how to move me out the way that you can have your way because you done got in the way to take over the way. Just get in God's presence and watch the change that comes over you. Even before you see it, others will see it and begin to speak on it. Let God have his way in your life. Let your yes be yes. I don't want to say let your nay be nay, but if it's going to say let your nay be nay for not to do that old stupid stuff again, let your nay be nay, but let your yes be yes. let God have his way. Father God, we just ask you on tonight to open our ears and our hearts and our mind, that we receive what the man of God is going to deposit in our spirit, God, that we give the increase to what he deposited in our spirit because we received it and we accept it. God, have your way in our lives, oh God. Get America back on her knees to get before you with the changes that we see, God, to get before you to say, in God we trust. Only with God will the land be healed. Only with God will we see a change. Only with God being put first and only in his proper place, when we place him there, will we see a change in this dry land that's dying because of the lack of love, compassion. God, give us what we need, God. Take us back to the place, God, where we first fell in love with you. Take us back to the place, God, where we first desired you. Take us back to the place, God, where we first said, God, I want to be used by you. Take us back, God. Take America back when they stood on the words, and God, we trust. For God, without you, nothing is possible. With you, God, everything is possible. God, cover this ministry line. Cover the man of God. Cover his family. Cover every woman and man of God that's appointed, anointed, and attached to this ministry line. Cover their households. Cover their financial situations, God. Don't let them go with lack, God. Give them more than enough. Let their cup overrunneth, oh God. Open up a window in heaven and pour them out a blessing that they won't have room enough to stand, oh God. God, bring the love back for your word. Bring the love back for your kingdom. God, bring the love back for you, oh God. God, cover America, north to south, east to west. Cover this world from north to south, east to west. God, go into every household, every heart, and touch it that they come back to you, oh Lord. We pray these things in Jesus' name, and in Jesus' name we pray these things because there is so and so it is. Amen. Man of God, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am, as ready as I'm going to be.
Okay, it's in your hands. Have your way.
Thank you so much. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Well, I'm unable to do Facebook Live tonight. Just moving around. I actually have been awake since about maybe 8 o'clock yesterday. But nonetheless, we're going to do what we've been chosen and called to do and make it happen and make it do what it do. I want to go really quickly. I want to jump. I want to dive all the way in, if I can. Let's go real quickly to Luke chapter 8, verse number 22 through 26. And it says, and it came to pass on a certain day that the men into a trip with his disciples. He went with the men and went on a trip to his disciples. And he said unto them, let us go up unto the other side on the lake. And they launched for it. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind and lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this that commanded even the winds and the waters? And they obey him. And they arrived at the country of the Chaldeans, which is over against Galilee. Father, just let your word be a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path. Speak with clarity that we have understanding, that we'll grow thereby. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Prior to this, you'll find that Jesus had just gave them two parables. Both, he was in a sense telling them to listen and to take heed because they were going to be tried. And sometimes we make the mistake of believing that we get great instruction and we get great revelation, and that's it, that's all. It's only there to excite us or to make us feel great, but it's there to be tried. And one of my mentors would always say that integrity that cannot be tried, cannot be trusted. And so the word that you get, if it cannot be tried, it cannot be trusted. So everything that we receive from God has got to be tried. As the songwriter said, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, a pure and holy, tried and true. In other words, what God gives you has to be tried to make sure that it takes hold, to make sure that it was just not something that you caught, but there's something that was taught, something that you can lean on, something that you can pass on, something that you can refer to make sure that you hid it in your heart. David said, I hid in my heart that I may not sin against you. In order for you to hide something, you have to have possession of it. He warns them that the same, that some would listen and be blessed and others would fall by the wayside. In other words, you're headed in the right direction, but you never made the finish line. So many people start things and don't finish them. So many people have great intentions, but no follow through. Sometimes we don't need the enemy to fight us. We defeat ourselves because we don't follow through, because we start something and don't finish it. You know specifically that you've got a prayer through when the storm happens. Because that storm is coming to try what you said. Mind you, these were men that were fishermen. So to deal with a storm on sea was like almost like breathing for them. It's like being in Chicago and dealing with the wind and dealing with the snow. That's a part of life. They were used to being out in the storms. They were fishermen. Pretty much, it's a part of the job description. Let me tell everybody who's listening. Trials, tribulations, circumstances, to be tried by the enemy. It's a part of the job description. Stop tripping every time you go through something. Stop tripping every time something seems to happen. It's a part of your job description. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver us out of them all. It's a part of your job description. So then now all of a sudden they're scared and forgotten completely that they've been through a storm before. And that's many of us. We're faced with one thing after another. We forget that, hey, I've dealt with a storm before. I felt helpless before. I felt desolate before. But God always brought me through. You'll find out that sometimes we have the tendency to forget that we've been through things and God has shown us the way. I share with the people of God on Sunday. We say a lot in church that God made a way out of no way. And it sounds good, but the truth of the matter is that there was not a no way. He's always been the way, the truth, and the life. Now there may seem to be no way, but there's always a way. Every time we go through something, every time there's an answer that's needed, a breakthrough, he's always the way. His word says, I am the way. Or not, didn't say I am a way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. So what you think you're looking for, you think you're looking for a way. What you really ought to be doing is looking for Jesus. That sounds good to me. I think I'm going to say that one again. You're looking for an answer. What you ought to be looking for is Jesus. As the songwriter said, Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there's no other. Jesus is the way. And you'll find out sometimes the closer you get to the other side of it, the nastier the stone becomes. He said, some shall on stony ground. In other words, you got it, but it didn't take root. And so immediately it sprung up because it didn't have any root. All these people nowadays popping up with churches and titles and all that going on, and no root. You got no root. And so we find ourselves in situations where we can't take anything and nothing can be substantiated because we've got no root. We want to be seen. We want to be beautiful. We want to flourish. We want to blossom, but we haven't taken root as of yet. And so we got so many fly-by-night Christians and so many fly-by-night ministries and so many fly-by-night so-called men and women of God. They're not rooted. And the sun comes up. And it demolishes them. It burns them up because you're not rooted enough. And what should be holding you is not grounded enough to sustain you. It says some fell among thorns. And the thorns choked the life out of them. You ever saw somebody who said to yourself, oh my God, they were doing so good. What happened? They weren't grounded. Or they fell among thorns. Sometimes we find ourselves around people who will choke the life out of us, forever using us, forever bringing us down, forever contradicting what God said to us. They're thorns. Let me go ahead and start some trouble. Most of our thorns have the same last name as us. Most of our thorns share our DNA. Let me move on. It got quiet. All right. I get it. Because many of us, starting is not the problem. Finishing is what the problem is. Their prayer was strong, but their faith was weak. In other words, you came to him and said, Master, Master, careth thou not that we perish? But your faith should have told you, hey, we're on our way to the other side. Mind you, they got water in the front of them, water on the side of them, water inside of the boat. What are you going to do? I've got absolutely no other choice but to trust him. There are no options. What do you do when God takes your options away? They have mountains on one side, water on the other side, Egyptians on the other side. One thing or another. Bill over here. Problem over there. Here problem, there problem, everywhere problem, problem. And so, therefore, their only option in this particular situation was either to climb, to fight, or to swim. And you've been wasting time either trying to climb, trying to fight, or trying to swim, when all you've got to do is believe what he told you. I promise you, I'm almost done. So, Prophet, why is fighting a waste of time? Because in some instances, God doesn't want you to fight. He wants you to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. So instead of standing still, you're using energy you shouldn't be using. You're using resources you shouldn't be using. You're going through turmoil you shouldn't be going through. You're going through a struggle and a battle you don't have to go through. All you have to do is stand still and see the salvation. Last thing, I'm done. Biggest thing is he includes them. Let me end this tonight by telling somebody you've been included. Stop tripping about what you see. Stop tripping about what you hear. Stop tripping about what they say. You've been included. You've been invited. And if I've been invited and I've been included, everything else is irrelevant. Storms are going to come. Situations are going to come. Do yourself a favor. Build a bridge and get over it. You're going to have problems. You're going to have circumstances. But the truth of the matter is you've been included. You've been invited. My only job is to make sure I'm at the table. Make sure I'm on the other side. Make sure I get there. I don't give up on the way there. I don't give up en route. I don't give up while God is causing the storms to come. I don't give up because of what I see. Stay focused. Stay vigilant. I've been invited. My name is Prophet Antoine Thompson. Remember, the sky's not your limit. It's too low.
My. Man of God, you may have been short tonight, but you gave us a lot. Sometimes our thorns share our DNA. Now that made me think. Sometimes the thorn in my side shares my DNA. And to just know that Jesus is the way. Like you say, not a way, not along the way, not something like the way or the other way, but he's the only way. Jesus is the way. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for the word on tonight. I'm going to open the lines that you all know. The lines is open already. What I mean by I'm going to open the lines, I'm going to give you all a chance to talk and encourage the man of God that even in, and with hearing him talk tonight, we need to encourage the man of God to let him know that he blessed us on tonight, even though he said he was ready as he's going to be. Man of God, we pray to God that you get rest and he build up your strength, because there is work for you to do in this day and time, and we thank God for the message that you're constantly delivering to us that God has dropped in your spirit. The lines are open. Please speak now.
I just like to say, this is Minister Margot. Praise and thank God for another fabulous, awesome message from the man of God. I'm just led to pray for him tonight. So would you pray with me for Prophet Antoine? Lord, in Jesus' name, I lift up the man of God to you. I ask you, God, to cover him, protect him, strengthen him. Give him what he needs, Lord. You know exactly what he's been asking you for, God. Let him understand that. As he said, his assignment has been set. He is on the way to the other side. He need not worry. He need not be concerned. He need not stress. Hallelujah. But simply believe. Hallelujah. Believe. Hallelujah. Believe. God is the answer, and you've got it in your hand. You've got him in your heart. You've got him in your soul. He's in your mind. He's on your lips. He is in your DNA. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the name of God. Be encouraged. I love you, and I'm praying for you. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, Minister Margo. Amen. Anyone else would like to?
Amen. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was going to say, anyone else want to speak to the man of God on tonight? Go ahead, Apostle Elect.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for reminding us that we are included. We have a society now based off of a last type of leadership thing we had that was been practicing exclusion. And to know that even in the midst of whatever's going on, like you said, because of Jesus, because of God, we have been included, we're engrafted, we're adopted. So to remind us about that, it doesn't matter. Like you said, Prophet, whatever you're going through, you've still been included. And this inclusion is not like any other. It's eternal. Thank you, thank you, thank you for reminding us about the benefits of being included. That's all I have.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle Alexa. Is there anyone else would like to encourage the man of God on tonight? Prophet, I do thank you again for everything that was said on tonight. It was, like I said, it wasn't a lot, but what you said was so much. It was so much that we needed. We needed to hear. We needed to be reminded of that when the fear comes upon us, we know who we can call. We know which way to go. There's only one way. Jesus is the way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that. Thank you. God, I thank you. Prophet, is there anything you want to share with us with that you have coming up?
No, ma'am, not recently, but I did want to, as Apostle Lane began to talk, one of the things that just struck out to me is the invitation matters. The invitation matters because in all the turmoil, you'll find that if you've been in a situation where chaos may break out at the site, the first thing they'll ask you is, let me see your invitation. Because the authority of you being here matters. Because usually the person that's causing the problem is the person who's not supposed to be there. And sometimes the enemy hates us because he hasn't been invited. He got his invitation revoked. And so we've got to make sure that we stay focused. Things are going to come, and once again, don't let the person who's been uninvited cause you to get kicked out of the party that you've been invited to.
Oh.
He's just simply mad because he ain't supposed to be there. That invitation matters. That invitation means I have been authorized to be in position. You don't have to see the host. All you need to see is my invitation. And that's good right there.
That's it. That's it.
If you never see, put your eyes on the host, the fact that I have an invitation, the invitation itself represents the host. And that invitation says, the host says I can be here. The host says that I am invited to all of the festivities. The host has given me a document that says whatever is going on here, I'm included. Don't lose your invitation. Whatever you do, don't lose your invitation. I'm done with it.
That's it. Say don't act like Cinderella. Don't have to run at 12 o'clock because your invitation is still valid.
Yeah, your invitation is still valid. And you don't mess around and let somebody who ain't supposed to be there get you kicked out. Stay focused. Let them say whatever they going to say. Let him do whatever he going to do. You sometimes trying to stop the enemy from doing what he doing. I ain't got to stop you. That ain't none of my business.
Yes.
The Lord already rebuked you. You can do whatever you want to do. Because for because for whatever you do from this point on is working for my good. I've been invited. I don't care what you do.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say. I don't care what you try. I don't care what you attempt. I don't care what lie you say. I don't care what sickness you try to sin. I have been invited. And whatever you do from this point on cannot revoke my invitation. Period. There is nothing you can do that trumps my invitation. Nothing. You can call me a liar, a cheater. I may have done what you said I did, but he still invited me. Let me go. I got to go. I just heard a whole other message. I got invited anyway. You got to tell somebody. I still got an invitation.
Amen.
There's a parable of the king who invited all those people. They did. My God, Evangelist Margo, they didn't have the right attire. My God, today, hallelujah. My God, I can't holler. I'm in the middle of downtown Aurora. But what the king did was he went and made sure they had the right attire on. I'm trying to tell somebody, it doesn't matter what you got on. God will make sure that you're dressed for the occasion. You're trying to tell him, I don't have, I can't do, I don't do. But God's going to make sure, because he invited you, that when you walk in the door, my God, hallelujah, that you look the part. Let me go, y'all. Y'all about to make me holler down here. Let me go.
See, you starting.
My God, I didn't have to come with it. That's the blessing in it. I didn't have to already have it. My God, if I accept the invitation, he'll give it to me when I get there.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Glory to God. Glory.
See, this is an aftermath.
You worried about the wrong thing. You talking about what you ain't got. He said, I didn't ask you to have it. I told you to come. I did not ask you to already have the attire. I just told you to come. Come unto me, all you who are labored and of heavy laden, and I will give you rest. In other words, I'll cause you to chill in my invitation. And stop worrying about what you got. I'm going to make sure that you have what you need. All you got to do is show up and let me do the rest. Y'all just woke me up. My God, I was asleep before I got on this thing. Help me, Holy Ghost. I'm trying to tell somebody, all you got to do is show up. I've been up over 24 hours. I just got excited, hallelujah, because God is telling you, all you got to do is show up and let me do the rest.
That's it.
Yeah.
Glory
to God. You got your hands on the wrong thing. Get your mind off everything else. Show up.
Yeah. Refocus. Yeah.
Let me get off this thing. Love y'all. I got to go.
Just show up.
because my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Yeah. He didn't ask you to have it.
That's it.
Thank God. Anointed man of God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes. The man of God say we done woke him up. Well, I'm going to tell you, like we said in the world, once we went to the party and it was over, we looked for the after set. Prophet, I thank you for the after set.
So cool.
I thank you for the after set. Hallelujah. After we found out it's in our DNA, we found out all we had to do was just show up. Stay focused. Thank you. Thank you, man of God, for being ready as you was going to be, as you found out you made us ready even the more, because we came to the after set. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Ooh. Hey, Minister, remember the after set was usually sometimes better than the party. Prophet just started
right.
And we spent more time in the after set.
Just in time. You got this. In time. Hallelujah. Just in time.
Just in time. Thank you, God. Because the man of God showed up, his strength was built back up. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Ooh, this worldwide, too. This worldwide web, the afterset on Iron Sharpening Iron Blog Talk Ministry. Thank you, man of God, for putting it out there. Thank you, God. We pray you set your safe travel wherever you got to go. You said on Facebook the other day you're back driving truck full time. We just letting God protect you. What I mean by letting God protect you, we're stepping out the way, and Lord God has his way with and over your life. God is going to do what he has to do. Roads you never been down, scenes you never saw, but God is going to do what he's going to do for you. You know what that song said, what God has for me is for me. What God has for you, prophet, it is for you. Like you said, I may have done those things, but because you stayed focused, God's going to do it. I'm going to say thank you all for joining in on tonight for this powerful message that was spoken. For those, as Apostle Elect always say, those nuggets, those many nuggets that was given for the man of God, just allowing God to renew his strength to bring forth the word. For Minister Margot coming on and just starting to pray for the man of God, I thank God. I thank God for just when the need is there, that his people see it and just go right in on it and call it out so that the man of God can be strengthened to strengthen us. I thank God for you all. Please call in and join us on Facebook Live or Sunday morning. The Apostle-elect Celia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser, will be on at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're going to enjoy what God has put on her heart to bless us with. And that's the fourth month, Sunday, the last Sunday of the month. And on this Monday, it's the fourth Monday, the last Monday of the month, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will have myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, Mother Toni Montgomery, and her husband, Minister Ron Montgomery, will be ministering to us about family. And on this Friday coming up, it's the fifth Friday of the month, the last Friday, we will have this program again at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I will be speaking with the man of God or texting back and forth to find out if he want to continue this subject tonight or if he's going to wait. We will find that out. But just follow our Facebook postings to see what God is doing with this ministry. But remember, this ministry is a blessing. It's appointed and it's anointed. God is doing what he has to do to get his word out. So do not give up on God, because God has not given up on you. Don't forget our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. Nothing, nothing, nothing. So stay focused. Put on the right attire. And just know that God got you. The man of God has broken down to us tonight. God got you. In Jesus' name, we believe that. Pastor, I mean, Prophet, would you pray us out on tonight?
Father, we just give you praise for what our eyes have seen, our ears have heard. Father, more importantly, that we stay focused and be not distracted by the small foxes that try to come and destroy the vine. Father, we thank you, first of all, for even inviting us, for thinking enough of us to invite us. And we won't let you down. We won't cause you to be disappointed in our response to your invitation. We give you honor, praise, and glory. Have your way in our life, everything that we say and everything that we do. In Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Good night, everyone. Yeah.